Welcome back to 5 Myths in 5 Days. My name is Michelle and I'm a Monash Youth Ambassador. Joining us today is Dr. Glenn Melvin, who is a youth mental health expert and is here to discuss the myth, you can't control stress. Thank you once again for joining us. It is a great pleasure to have you on the podcast. Let's start by debunking the myth that you can't control stress. Is this true? Is stress uncontrollable?
There certainly are things that we can do to control stress. The first thing is we need to understand what increases our stress levels. We might recognise that we feel stress about our maths, but not our biology. Think about, well, what is it that I'm getting stressed about? I think we also need to notice what happens to us when we are stressed. And then there are two things that we can do to control or manage with stress. We can engage in stress reduction sort of techniques. If we can learn to be relaxed, we can't be stressed and relaxed at the same time. So if we can develop ways of lowering that heart rate, feeling less amped up with stress through perhaps practicing relaxation techniques such as breathing exercises, meditation, mindfulness, these type of activities, and we can develop that capacity, we're going to reduce the time that we're experiencing sort of stress. Thinking about exercise, thinking about diet, not overstudying, planning your time out to bring a sense of control over your situation, and connecting with friends are all important sort of strategies that can help with managing stress. The other thing that we know is that we're facing sort of situations that are causing us stress, perhaps with these new ways of thinking or managing. It can improve our confidence to face future situations where we're feeling stressful as well. So there really are a number of things that we can do to lower our stress levels within our capacity.
Thank you for providing your insight on the myth you can't control stress, and also thank you for giving those tips on what to do in the situation. Moving on to our next question, what are the potential consequences of not adapting meaningful stress management techniques?
Well, stress is usually sort of an unpleasant experience, and it really can wear a bit on our body. Stress is most concerned when it lasts over long periods of time. So ongoing sort of high sort of stress levels are related to having poor physical health and people sort of not taking care of themselves, and poor concentration, feeling exhausted and ineffectual. And that can be a frustrating sort of experience. For most people, they have more acute stress. So exam time, stress levels come up, and then after exams, it sort of comes down. So that's not as harmful as having stress sort of ongoing through your life, but provides, again, an opportunity to develop some skills, try them out so that you can manage better next time.
I think it was really important mentioning the long-term side of things as well. And one last question. Given that young people are in the exam period right now and may feel increasingly busy, are stress management techniques difficult or time-consuming?
Stress management techniques don't really need to be overly time-consuming or difficult. And I think if most young people thought about what they could do, they'd probably have one or two things that help them wind down at the end of a day or help them sort of feel a bit more chilled out or something. These might be good things to sort of start with. And I guess the other way I like to think about it is that we often build in things to our everyday routines. Showers, we take time to brush our teeth and eat. You know, we value sort of these things. We're taught to do these things from an early age. We find time for these every day. I guess I challenge people to also find time in their normal routine for stress management techniques if they're feeling stressed, or for their general well-being. Move your body, stretch, bounce, exercise, eat well, don't overstudy, connect with friends, write down things that we're grateful for, things that you have in life, whether that's a lot or a little. And focusing on what we can control, I think, is another good idea. So these things can be a bit of a mindset. It doesn't take time in your day to develop and apply a mindset of focusing on what you can control during an exam sort of period. And if people are in need of more ideas, I'd recommend looking at reachout.com and eHeadspace have some good resources for students who might be experiencing stress.
That was an excellent response. I really appreciate it. And providing that recommendation, that was great. There we have it. 5 myths debunked over 5 days. Thank you to Dr. Melvin for joining us. If you or someone you know would like more information or free and confidential support, the team at Monash Youth Services are here to help. Contact one of our friendly youth workers via their socials at Monash Youth Services.